So, preparing to start this lake meditation today, let's begin with the sound of a bell. And so as you settle into your posture, taking a moment to make sure that you are as comfortable as you can be. And if that means moving a little, maybe rolling the shoulders or rolling the head, feel free to do so. Any other movement that would be helpful to you today. And then slowly settling in, either in a seated or a reclining posture. If you're lying down, making sure that you are lying on a surface that can support you well. Maybe bending the knees, placing the feet flat on the floor. Something soft underneath the head. And if you're sitting, making sure that you sit high enough. So if you're on the floor, maybe making sure that you have a cushion or a bench, otherwise sitting on a chair. Something that will allow your hips to be slightly higher than your knees. And that will in turn help support your body and especially the lower back. And then becoming aware of all the places where your body touches the floor. The soles of your feet perhaps, your legs maybe, your ankles, knees. Really sensing how the floor is supporting you today. The floor and your seat. Feeling held by gravity. Really settling in. A sense of grounding. A sense of rootedness. And if you're lying down, perhaps also noticing how the back, the arms, and the head are supported. And if you're sitting, tuning into the stable foundation of your seat, your buttocks, your pelvis supported here. And from that stable base, allowing the spine to rise up, finding length and spaciousness. Lengthening the back of the neck, perhaps bringing the chin slightly in, relaxing the jaw. If you want, you can give your shoulders another gentle roll. If you're lying down, it might be easier to roll the arms inwards and outwards, rotating the arms. So finding a way to settle and to allow the shoulders to rest, the arms alongside the body and the hands either next to you on the floor or if you're sitting on your lap, palms facing up or down, whatever you prefer. And finally, checking in with the jaw. The jaw is an area where we often hold tension and maybe we clench without knowing it. So trying to release that space. You can allow your eyes to close if you like or keep them open. And so really paying quite a bit of attention to the body as you settle in for your practice today. And bringing a sense of care into this practice. Sense of loving care. Sense of support. And I'm beginning to become aware of the breath moving in and out of the body. Noticing the movement of the breath wherever you can find it most easily. So for some people, that means observing the breath as it moves in and out of the nose, maybe sensing it on the upper lip. Maybe you can sense it in the throat. And others will find it easier to notice the rising and falling of the chest area, the gentle expansion of the ribs with every inhale. Or maybe you can drop all the way down into the belly, the lower belly, sensing a gentle rising and falling there as you breathe in and out. And we are not trying to breathe in a specific way. There's no right or wrong way to do this. You've been breathing all of your life. Instead, we're trying to cultivate a sense of curiosity, a sense of exploring our breath. Just beginning to notice how it flows in and out of the body. Letting the breath be just as it is. Without trying to change it or regulate it in any way. Allowing it to flow easily and naturally with its own rhythm and pace. Knowing you are breathing perfectly well right now. There's nothing for you to do. Allowing a sense of being complete and whole in this very moment. Just letting your breath be your breath. As you rest here, letting an image form in your mind's eye of a lake that you may know that you've been to, maybe you've seen on a picture or on TV. It doesn't have to be a big lake, it can be quite small. Basically, a body of water held in a receptive basin by the earth itself. Just becoming aware of this image of the lake. If it is helpful to you, maybe imagining that you are standing on the lake's edge, that you are close to it. Noticing how the water here is held by the earth. Water likes to pool in low places, seeking its own level and asking to be held and contained. And the lake you're invoking may be deep or shallow, blue or green, muddy or clear. And maybe it's a sunny day like today with very little wind, and the surface of the water is clear and blue, reflecting the sky. Or maybe the lake that you're picturing, it's a bit rougher. Maybe there's some wind. Maybe there are clouds reflected. Or maybe it is a lake at night, the stars and the moon shining above it. And so trying to really bring this lake to life as vividly as you can. The grasses and the weeds and the reeds that grow around it, the trees. And also noticing how the lake may change. Between day and night, or between seasons, the lake may freeze over in winter. Maybe a place to bathe in summer. Maybe in spring there are little creatures being born. Flower petals on the lake, or little ducks swimming there. And in autumn, you may see some autumn leaves floating on the surface of the lake. And so trying to really imagine that you're present at your lake and noticing how, despite all the changes, the lake is still the lake. Even if the surface is disturbed by wind or the weather in general, deep down the lake is still quiet and held by the earth. And as you rest here, breathing, and establish this image of a lake in your mind's eye, when you feel ready, allowing yourself to bring the lake within you, to merge with the lake, imagining that you are like a lake. Breathing as the lake, feeling its body as your body. Being held by the earth. Held with openness and compassion for yourself. In the same way as the lake's waters are being held by the receptive and accepting basin of the earth. And like the lake's surface, your mind may be changed by what comes and goes. The surface of your mind may be tranquil and quiet on a sunny day. But when storms gather, rain and wind, the surface may be restless, busy. But whatever happens, there is that underlying sense of stillness and stability. So as you meditate, as you sit or lie here, trying to stay with that image of the lake, and whenever thoughts come or emotions that distract you, they are like the wind and the rain on the surface of the lake. They're not wrong in any way. They are part of nature. And they may affect the surface of your mind, but deep down, there is a stillness that you can return to. So whenever you find yourself distracted, bringing your awareness back to this sense of being held, of being supported, just like a lake, peaceful. And this image of the lake can be something that supports you throughout your meditation practice and in your daily life, allowing you to be in touch with the changing content and intensity of your thoughts and feelings, but also with the vast, unwavering reservoir of awareness itself, residing below the surface of your mind. So the lake can teach this, reminding us of the lake within ourselves. And this may be an image that you can take with you, even after the practice. So now for a few more minutes, staying with this image of the lake and trying to be open to whatever comes. So if there are thoughts and emotions, allowing them to be there. It's okay if the surface of the lake is disturbed. It's okay if there are waves. But at the same time, maintaining that sense of kind and compassionate awareness, that deep reservoir within you that is held and supported. And I'd like to end our practice today with a contemplation by John O'Donohue. It's called For Beauty. As stillness in stone to silence is wed, may solitude foster your truth in word. As a river flows in ideal sequence, may your soul reveal where time is present. As the moon absolves the dark of distance, may your style of thought bridge the difference. As the breath of light awakens color, may the dawn anoint your eyes with wonder. As spring rain softens the earth with surprise, may your winter places be kissed by light. As the ocean dreams to the joy of dance, may the grace of change bring you elegance. As clay anchors a tree in light and wind, may your outer life grow from peace within. As twilight pervades the belief of night, may beauty sleep lightly within your heart. I love that last sentence. May beauty sleep lightly within your heart. And so as you prepare to end the meditation, letting go of the image of the lake, returning to your body, breathing here, sitting here or lying here, and taking a few deep breaths as you listen to the sound of the bell.